Looks like it's sanctions for Belarus. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Western countries condemn what's going on in that country, how are local Christians responding? Plus, in Kenya, COVID-19 joins cultural bias as a barrier to female education. Learn how believers are tackling this issue. First, the United Kingdom and Canada have leveled sanctions against Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and other top officials as people continue protesting this year's election. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says,
I think the government launched another crackdown with the most recent protests that took place.
The U.S. and the EU will likely add sanctions soon. But will these sanctions make any difference to a country landlocked in Eastern Europe?
Some will argue that these have a definite impact and have resulted in maybe a lessening of oppression on people. Others will say that they've really had a counterproductive impact. Economically, they tend to impact the average person on the street in these countries more than they affect the leadership.
Meanwhile, Belarusian believers remain focused on sharing the gospel.
I know that a number of the church groups over there, including the UECB, the leadership there did put out a call for a cessation of the violence going on. I know that it grieves their hearts deeply to see this kind of unrest in their country.
Would you join these believers in praying that peace and reconciliation would come to Belarus and that many would find the indestructible hope of Jesus Christ? The Sudanese government last month announced yet again that Christianity is not on the list of permitted subjects to be taught in schools. Islam, though, made the cut. This comes in contrast with Sudan's recent decision to remove Islam as the national religion. Since former President Omar al-Bashir was overthrown, the new transitional government has even removed the apostasy death sentence. But believers are still considered second-class citizens. A man from Eastern Sudan we'll call Coco spoke with us and told us,
"We have Islam in my school. And then we have teacher to teach them our Islam religion. But Christian is not. This is a big problem to me."
Coco recently graduated from Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon and went back to Sudan for youth ministry. He says Christian outreach to Sudanese children is crucial, especially since they're significantly exposed to Muslim indoctrination in schools.
"We have three programs in my church. First one, we have training. And then, secondly, we have consultation with many youths in many church in Sudan. The third one, we have a Bible study every Friday in the evening."
Let's be praying for kids in Sudan to know about Jesus' love for them. And worldwide school closures have negatively affected kids in many ways, and that's especially true for girls in Kenya. Women have very restrictive roles in rural parts of the country. And even after two decades of improvement, many women are expected to take care of the living space, children, and animals. This means that girls are often expected to stay home and not get an education. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope says,
"Preschool, first and second grades, you'll see quite a number of girls. But as the grades go higher, there are fewer and fewer girls. And then as you get to high school, the numbers even drop even more because the family's going to be more willing to pay for the boy to go on for higher education than they will the girl out in these very remote communities."
The girls who are able to attend school often receive protection from things like early marriages and abuse. But with schools closed and families desperate for food, this protection is gone for many. Mueller says Kenya Hope is working to provide food for the communities they serve. Pray that God would provide what's needed for them to be able to continue distributing food. Plus, pastors in the communities also need prayer.
"Pray for the pastors as they address this very difficult subject. They're addressing an issue that deals with something that's been so ingrained in their culture."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020's been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.